Hello, Wanted, and welcome to the show. Coming up, the Disney Wish is postponed. The CDC loosens guidelines for international travelers, and the Disney cast member pantry helps feed cast members and their families during these tough times. All that, plus Corey Fiasconaro is going to come to us live from the Magic Kingdom as we all discuss fall and Halloween at Walt Disney World. From various locations around the internet, this is the Diz Unplugged. This is the Diz Unplugged, episode 1095 for the week of September 15th, 2020. The Diz Unplugged is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Dreams Unlimited Travel, helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. Join us on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I can get rid of these now. I'm done with my notes.
I'm not picking that up later.
All right. I'm so glad everyone can join us and watch and listen. And for the folks in the studio, thank you for being here with me. I am joined via Skype by Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Denny Sunderly.
Hey there.
Ryan O'Clavin.
Hello.
And our producer, Craig Williams.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And as I mentioned, Corey Fiasconaro is going to join us later in the show live from the Magic Kingdom. What could go wrong?
I know what's already going wrong because I just told him to make sure he has his headphones so that way he can actually hear us. And his response was, I don't have headphones. Let me go try to find some to buy. So good start.
Well, you know, it's good to know that we can't afford headphones.
There goes his retirement.
Headphones at Disney. All right, we'll see what happens. We got some time before Fiasco is going to join us in here, so hopefully we can get them all hooked up. But in the meantime, Rhino has been very, very generous and has agreed to read the news for me this week. So take it away, Rhino.
All right, so our first story is that Disney Cruise Line has pulled several early December sailings from their website. Disney Cruise Line has up... Disney Cruise Line has updated their website. Disney Cruise Line has updated their website. Now, several early December sailings are no longer listed as available for booking. At this time, these cruises have not been canceled. There are just no additional new bookings allowed. This could be for any number of reasons, including the reduced capacity experience when ships are able to sail again. Currently, Disney Cruise Line has canceled sailings through at least October, including a few November sailings as well. The remaining November sailings were pulled from the Disney Cruise Line website several weeks ago, but have not been canceled. The latest cruises removed from the website are there's one on December 1st, which was a four-night Western Caribbean on the Wonder. December 3rd, there was a four-night Bahamian on the Magic. December 4th, there was a three-night Bahamian on the Dream. December 5th, six-night Bahamian on the Wonder. December 6th, there was a six-night Western Caribbean on the Fantasy. December 7th, a five-night Bahamian on the Magic. December 7th, a four-night Bahamian on the Dream. And December 11th, there was a four-night Western Caribbean on the Wonder. And December 11th, a three-night Bahamian Dream. And then finally, the December 12th cruising, which was a five-night Western Caribbean on the Magic.
Are you saying Bahamian?
I'm saying it weird, I know. Bahamian? Bahamian?
Bahamian.
Bahamian. Bahamian. Bahamian Rhapsody.
There you go. And we did get confirmation. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, John.
Unfortunately, we've got some updated information that talks about these particular sailings. Dreams Unlimited Travel agents have been receiving notifications from their clients that sailings through the middle of December are falling off their app and their My Disney Experience, so that they are no longer available to the client. We have reached out to Disney to find out if these sailings have been officially canceled. Disney has not released anything yet about them being officially canceled, but already some of our clients are receiving notification that, yes, their reservations have been canceled. So it looks like, as far as we know, through the middle of December, but I think we can pretty much guess that through the end of December, Disney Cruise Line sailings will be canceled.
Yeah.
Did you have something you wanted to add to that, Danny?
Yeah, we had received word that they were canceled. So through December 6th on the Fantasy, the Dream and the Wonder, through the 11th of December, and then on the Magic through the 12th. So Tom Bell just put up an article on DCL Fan all about the details. And of course, you can reach out to your Dreams Unlimited travel agent to help you make decisions going forward.
So Disney Cruise Line is still offering that if you are paid in full, you can get 125% future cruise credit. So what that means is that they are canceling your sailing, and if you let them keep your money, you get 125% of your cruise fare, not the full amount, because your full amount includes taxes and port charges, but 125% of the cruise fare can be applied to a future sailing. So something to consider if you're on one of these sailings, you might want to try to get in as fast as you can and pay your deposit, pay your balance, and see if that will be taken. There's a possibility that it won't if they've officially canceled the sailing, but it's an opportunity for you to get a future cruise credit. Otherwise, Disney Cruise Line will refund your money in full. So at least you're not losing out on anything except for a cruise. Mm-hmm.
We should start hiring new agents that are also trained as therapists. So that way we can give an all-in-one package of when your cruise or vacation gets canceled, then you can also reassure your clients that everything is okay and be there for anything else. So It's no one else is doing it, I think.
That's true. Yeah, we can have them, and the therapist as well as travel agents.
Yeah.
I don't know that it would help, considering that so much has been canceled and so much is changing.
And who's going to help the agent?
Right.
We hire another higher tier of therapists to handle the internal. Wow. It's a pyramid scheme of therapy. Yeah.
My goodness. All right. Yeah, that's, sad news, discouraging news. So let's move on to the next story. Maybe that'll be happier.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, it's also a Disney Cruise Line story, and it's that the Disney Wish has been delayed. So, yeah, I know. Does anyone have my cues? Earlier this week, Christine McCarthy, chief financial officer for the Walt Disney Company, spent time teleconferencing with investors from Citi and Bank of America to update them on the business, including Disney Cruise Line. In addition to confirming that delivery of the Disney Wish would be delayed, McCarthy reiterated that DCL would probably be the last segment of the business to come back online. During the interview, McCarthy circled back on something that was hinted at by CEO Bob Chapek back in May during an earnings call connected to the second quarter report. McCarthy said, "One of the businesses that I just want to mention is probably the last to come back for us, which will be cruise business. And that has to do with just the nature of cruising. And when we do go back in there, there will be social distancing, whatever is required at that time, but also the booking period tends to be longer. So that's probably the one that will be the last business to resume for us." McCarthy also confirmed that construction on the Disney Wish, which was scheduled to set sail in January 2022, has been delayed. Well, the cruise ships, COVID has had an impact, and lots of businesses and lots of supply chains, and the shipyard we utilize for our cruise ships, Mayer Werft, was impacted, and we encountered a delay. We're in negotiations and discussions with the shipyard to finalize dates, but as soon as we have those, we'll make an announcement when we expect the fifth ship, which is the first of the three to be delivered, but it is delayed from what we had originally anticipated. In addition to the Disney Cruise Line information, McCarthy shared updates on some of the construction projects happening in the theme parks. And that's it for this story.
So I don't think we have delayed sailings to blame for this. I don't think we have I don't think that's the issue at hand. I think the issue at hand is that, the shipyards had to close down during COVID. I don't even know if they're back up and running, to be honest with you. So this is what's affecting the delays in the ships. And then, they're not just working on a Disney Cruise Line ship. They're working on other ships for other companies as well. So everything down the way is being postponed as far as being delivered.
That's just, to like the nature of the thing. I feel like I was thinking about this yesterday while I was walking the dog, is that there is, we haven't even seen the ramifications of a lot of the things that have been delayed just yet, because, you know, being inside and indoors, we're consuming entertainment media and things like that. And stuff is still coming out for us. But, you know, you got to think that stuff that's coming out now was made, you know, what, a year and a half ago. And so eventually we're going to hit a lull, and it could be when the world kind of looks a little more normal and you'll be like, what's going on? And that's because it's just, you know, stuff takes time, but I don't think we realize it as much in modern day, you know?
Well,
the good news is that a lot of production companies have smartfully pivoted and have figured out ways to, is that not a word?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Have pivoted in taking into account that things have to be done remotely. Look at things like, it's a goofy show, but we enjoy it, America's Got Talent. They figured out a way now, instead of having live audiences, to have people at home interact and do that sort of thing. There are shows and stuff that are doing remote shows from people's homes. So then that's sort of the good news of all this, is they seem to be pivoting. One of the interesting things is, have you guys heard about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, tell me, what's happening with it?
Tell me.
I need to know.
Who needs a fan?
No crowds whatsoever. There will not be people along the parade route. So it'll only be telecast. But supposedly they are working on new floats and new things so that they can do a parade.
I just read this morning, along that we were watching the news and it was on the crawl, that they're going to have special vehicles handling the floats. They won't have live people handling them for the first time.
Huh. That's interesting. I
am a huge, John and I are huge Alice and Janney fans. We'll watch anything Alice and Janney is in. And she just put on Instagram that the show Mom is going back into production. It was the end of last week. So it just gave me some hope that maybe there'll be something out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But the wish being delayed is something that was really, it was conjectured. Like, we knew it. It was just waiting for that shoe to drop. And it's hard when all the shoes are dropping, but absolutely little things like sitcoms starting back up to production and feature films. Like, I saw on Instagram that the next Mission Impossible has begun production again. And as a big Mission Impossible fan, that gives I can't wait either. But it gives me hope. So we'll take it where we can get it. As long as we can eventually get on the Disney Wish, that's okay.
Tom, you talk about the reverse mortgage.
Well, you talk about pivoting. I was reading about that. Sorry, a little off track, but he rented one of the not in service cruise ships out, and the entire crew and people stay on the cruise ship, and he paid for it personally. So it's all out of his wallet, because he wanted everyone to be safe and contained. So he like rented one of those cruise ships that's not sailing, and they're all staying on a cruise ship while they film this movie. So it's really
sounds like Crazy Rich Asians.
Mission Impossible cruise ship.
Yeah. It worked well for Speed. So it
I was
going to
say
it's
the third Speed movie. Yeah, that's it's a crossover that we've been waiting for.
All right.
Awesome.
I know there's some good news in here. I know there has to be. What's up next?
Okay, well, the next one sounds better, I guess. The Centers for Disease Control has lifted some of the restrictions previously placed on international travelers entering the United States. So as of now, international travelers will no longer be screened for COVID-19, as less than 15 out of the 675,000 screened up to this point have tested positive. According to the CDC, symptom-based screening has limited effectiveness, acknowledging that passengers could indeed pass the testing and continue to spread the virus while being asymptomatic. Going forward, the CDC will shift to more effective mitigation efforts that focus on the individual passenger. The restriction that limited international arrivals to only certain airports has been lifted effective as of this article as well. Previously, international travelers arriving in the U.S. had to do so via one of 15 specific airports: Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Detroit, Honolulu, Houston, Atlanta, New York, JFK, Miami, Los Angeles, Washington, Newark, and Seattle and San Francisco. So The lifting of the rules regarding COVID-19 screening applies to both international travelers and U.S. citizens returning to the country. What does that say about the theme park?
Well, I think so. One of the things that worries me is, yeah, you only got 15 people, but those 15 people can infect a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I realize it's a very, very small percentage of who they're testing, but that still feels like it's a little bit.
Well, remember in March when there was only like 15 cases in the United States? And that's the part where I'm like, now I understand, because 200,000 people have passed away and it's a different mentality. But you're right. 15 is still, it's still the outbreak number. I don't know. That's where we all started from, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a scary thought. I'm happy that they're going to open up other airports. I think that's the right move and that's fair. But I think there still should be some kind of screening that goes on for anyone who travels from overseas and maybe from still hot spots in the country. But, you know, they didn't ask me.
I wonder if they'll, like, if there's a way, because I know how Universal is doing the monitoring versus Disney. I feel like they monitor you more frequently at Universal. At least that's what I've come to understand. But I'm wondering if there's a thing that, I doubt this will happen, but could be put in place where it's kind of like they monitor where you go, who you've been in. This sounds so dark future for me, but
Big Brother.
Like, yeah, right. But if there's a way to say like, okay, because of what's happening when you're here, we kind of have to keep track of where you're going and what you're doing. And then, you know, and then that way, if you were sick afterwards, we'd be able to trace back where everything went, but we don't really do contact tracing really here.
We don't do it for sure. We don't do it well. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but the new iOS on the iPhone has a COVID tracker in it.
Oh.
It's not valid in Florida.
No.
Oh, great. Of course it's not. Why would it be?
But it's similar to what you're talking about, Rhino. You know, maybe on your phone, you know, yeah. if we determine you've come in contact with somebody, you know, maybe it sends you an alarm or something to let you know. However, I also feel like it doesn't make any sense for us to test people after they've arrived.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like,
that's
okay,
true.
So we've let you on a plane, and you've got to interact with all these people on a plane.
But and then, everyone in the airport.
And everyone in the airport. You know, the fact that you've tested before you, when you get off the plane, doesn't make as much sense to me as maybe there should be a check before you actually get into the airport.
Yeah, I think that for sure, because, I mean, you're not on the airplane for 2 weeks. For, you know, isn't that what they say? It's like 10 to 14 days before the symptoms show up. So you should be checked before, because, you know, otherwise you're going to get everyone sick and then they'll be like, ah, you're all good. Go on in, everyone. I don't understand. I don't understand anything. I'm having a small anxiety attack right now.
Don't you think that people would feel more comfortable traveling if they knew ahead of time? If they knew, like, I feel more comfortable going to the Magic Kingdom and going to the theme parks because I know that Disney's doing that screening before people get there.
Yeah. Right?
So it makes me feel a little bit better that, well, I feel like I'm still going to wear my mask and I want everybody to wear their mask. I feel a little better that screening is done before everybody goes in. So I think they should do something similar. I think you get a lot more travelers if they had that test before you get on in the airport. Mm-hmm.
The travel ban, just in reference to the, in regard to the article. So while it's great that, you know, great or not, that they're lessening the testing and you don't have to fly into one of those 15 airports. The travel, international travel bans are, you know, there's still travel restrictions that are going on. So people were saying, you know, this is great. However, still can't fly in from my country, that kind of thing. So those are still in place.
Before you buy an airline ticket, you should check with the airline. Or before you buy a ticket, you should check with the airline to see what restrictions. I just read an article this morning that people are showing up at the airport with purchased tickets and being denied because there are restrictions on where they can go and what countries they can go to. You should know that before you purchase your ticket.
I know the traveling. Oh, sorry. I was going to ask you because I know. I'm still confused about it because, you know, it's September. I want to start thinking, like, what does December look like? Am I going to be able to try to go home at Christmas and stay in a separate part of the house? But I didn't, because, you know, driving from Florida to Massachusetts, I have to go through however many states to get there or to go anywhere. So I'm still a little confused on, like, do I have to have a piece of paper where it says I was tested? Like, obviously I would get tested, but it's just one of those, this is a very confusing time when it comes to that stuff, because it's still, even though I feel like it's not as front and center in the news when it's shifting, it's still shifting every day about all these changes, you know?
Right.
And then the other thing you got to keep in mind too, is where you leave from and go to might be okay, but coming back might be an issue. For example, some states still have travel restrictions from Florida. So if you come from Florida back to, I believe it's New Jersey, you know, you're going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks. So keep that in mind, too.
Yep.
Just rent a motorhome right now.
There you go. And well, vlog.
Our friend Carly Weissel, she rented like this really it's a little bit smaller than an RV. It basically looked like a big van that had two beds wedged in the back seat. And she raved about it. And I was like, could I be in one of those for like just the 2 day drive? I don't know. I'd probably murder Eli, but it's fine.
We have to end the subject because Kevin wants an RV in the worst way. And
an Airstream is in your future.
Yeah, I have a feeling it is. All right, let's move on. Next news story.
No, I want something you can drive.
So furloughed Disney cast member launches the cast member pantry to help others feed their family. There's a saying that I'm just reading the article, so I'm not sure who wrote this.
Jackie.
So I'm just going to read the whole thing. There's a saying that I love: not all heroes wear capes. And today we're shining a spotlight on a hero in the Walt Disney World community. Her name is Emily Lartigue, and she's a Walt Disney World cast member, a furloughed Walt Disney World cast member. It all started back when the Disney College program was shut down due to COVID-19. Emily was assisting folks with packing up their things as they prepared to head back home when she realized that many of them had so many groceries that they couldn't take with them. Sadly, this happened to be taking place around the same time that people were stocking up on groceries in the earlier stages of the COVID pandemic. Emily knew right away that she had to make something good happen with all that food that was being left behind. She wanted to help her fellow cast members who were being furloughed at the same time, so she started the endeavor on her own, having no idea of how everything would all fall into place. She began collecting the extra stockpile of groceries in her own home. And as it grew, she quickly started reaching out to local storage facilities to see if she could afford the monthly rent payment, until one generous company learned of what she was doing and offered her the first 2 months rent free. It's crazy how things come together when you're doing a good thing, she said. Thus, the cast member pantry officially opened on March 6, 2020, before the furloughs actually began taking place. She started out by setting up appointments with cast members, who then came to the storage unit and did their own shopping from the available items. Emily says that once the furloughs started rolling out, the need for appointments tripled. She said at one time they had 1,500 people on their waiting list just to set up an appointment with them. As of the date of this post, Emily was thrilled to share that the cast member pantry has been able to fulfill over 7,000 appointments. She said that she has the most amazing team now that supports this crazy endeavor, who are devoted to our mission of feeding our fellow cast members. The more popular grocery items such as pasta and sauce, cereal, grab-and-go snacks, canned tuna, canned chicken, canned vegetables, canned beans, and soups were flying off the shelves quickly as they started to see a huge increase in their wait lists. With their top priority being getting more cast members and their families fed, they knew they had to change things up a bit to keep up with the high demand, so they created their own FastPass system. Emily's team now puts together fast pass bags of groceries each week for cast members to come pick up at their scheduled appointment times. Each bag has a set number of items in it, including approximately $40 to $50 worth of non-perishable food, and should feed a family of four for 4 to 5 days. Cast members can come and get groceries every 30 days as long as they are still furloughed. The cast member pantry has accepted single donations from people as well as local businesses who have graciously helped them out. Emily says Sweetwater Car Wash in Windermere gave us 100% of their proceeds for a Saturday, and that fundraiser alone raised $6,200. Emily says they spend an average of about $4,000 to $5,000 a week on groceries during their busier weeks, and that every contribution has truly made the difference. For locals who are interested in lending a helping hand, volunteer shifts are available every week, Wednesday through Friday, the days where bags are being packed. Bags are handed out on Saturdays to those with appointments. And the way it works is that a car drives up, they pop open their trunk, the bag is placed inside, and then they're good to go, contact free. when I asked Emily what their biggest need is right now, she said our biggest needs tend to be canned items. Like I said, tuna, chicken, veggies, beans, and soup. But this changes every 2 weeks or so. She also says that donations via Venmo are most helpful and enables their shopping team to purchase the items that are most needed for any given week. If you'd like to donate to the Cast Member Pantry via Venmo, their account for monetary giving is at Cast Member Pantry. And they also have an Amazon wish list with their groceries, according to Emily, which is actually the quickest way to get food to them. The Cast Member Pantry is currently open to all furloughed cast members. All you need to do is send an email to castmemberpantry@gmail.com, and you'll receive an auto reply with info that is also in Spanish as well, with a link that will take you to the site to register. And once you're registered, you get an appointment time, and you find out when you can pick up your bag. I think this is awesome.
This is absolutely so great. Oh, my gosh. Incredible.
It is.
I was talking with a Disney manager, and she was telling me that what happened was they did the furloughs, and then they announced that the furloughs were going to be extended. And she said at that point, she said it was no longer frontline cast members. It was no longer the housekeepers and the folks working in the parks and selling stuff. She was at that point, it was actually managers going to the cast member pantry to pick up food. So it's so great that someone has found this way to help out. It's incredible.
It's breathtaking.
Yeah, and it's a way that if Walt Disney World is your happy place and you're looking for a way to connect with it and you want to be able to, you know, to pay it forward a little bit with the cast members, we now have, you know, a Venmo account to be able to donate to if you're not in the area. And it's easy to think, oh, Walt Disney World is back open, like everything's okay, even though, I mean, okay-ish, but there are so many cast members who are still furloughed right now.
Yeah.
So.
And the sad part of this is that, you know, we've talked about it on the show before, and some of us have cast members in our family, some of us have been cast members, is that, you know, when you're a frontline cast member, this is Disney gets ripped for this all the time, is that they pay like on the poverty level. So it's not, you know, and people can say, oh, well, you can get another job, you can do this. And I hate when people say that. It's not that easy, especially right now. We're in the middle of the beginning of a recession, or if this is considered a recession or whatever it is. Like, I have a friend who was laid off in the last 2 weeks because of the beginning of this, like the tightening up of all the positions and everything. And they went from literally getting a dream job right like in February to then having to be bumped back down to their previous job to now that position being eliminated. And you know, you don't, it's a sad story for people that you barely have enough money to buy the shoes that you're required to buy for your role as a cast member. So imagine what happened. Yeah, there was unemployment that you could have for a while and that extra $600 help, but that hasn't been around now for a while. And so it's just something like this is like, it gets me emotional and I'm going to start crying in a second. So,
well, part of the reality of this is that all of the support that we got through the CARES Act is gone. So companies have used up their loans to cover salaries. As you said, the extension of the unemployment benefit has gone away. So while we see the country opening back up, there are still so many people affected by this, and maybe even a little bit worse now. Because you know what? People got a check and people got money from the government and got extra money, but that's now over. So it's spent, it's gone, and they're almost like we're worse off now than when this all started, because at least in the beginning, we had a little bit of something to make it all right. So this cast member pantry is really awesome. And we hope everybody takes a moment to read the article and donate if you can. I love the fact that you put up an Amazon wish list. I think that inspires me to give because it makes me feel like I'm giving them directly what they want rather than money. So
I checked the Amazon wish list this morning and it was down. So we'll reach out to Emily and see if she's got a new Amazon wish list to put up. But definitely Venmo, I would think, would be a great way as well.
All right, let's move on to housekeeping. Does anybody have anything in housekeeping they want to share?
I
think so.
I have, I got a new Magic Candle Company scent, so I just want to plug it real quick. So if you've wondered what Walter's office smells like, this was the one that came this past...
Ex husband?
Yes, right? No, Walt Disney, Rhino. Oh. He was okay. A man. Have you heard of him? He was a man who made a... No.
Not familiar.
Not familiar at all. So it is a perfect fall scent. This is what came out in the subscription box this month. So it was a lot of fun to get it and to get to smell it. It has a bit of a tobacco smell, but it's got a lot of vanilla in there as well. It's a very warm scent. So if you're interested at all in any of the Magic Candle Company scents, remember to use discount code DisneyInfo to save 15%. So, but I'm really enjoying Walter's office.
Yeah, Walter, who used to work with us, his office smelled like orchids and gin.
Oh, okay. That is not what those candles smell like.
Orchids and regret.
Orchids and regret.
Anybody else have some housekeeping?
I am not the expert at talking to it, so hopefully Denny can fill in on this one too. But Pete wants to make sure that we pushed the Give Kids the World event in March, as well as the Night of a Million Lights.
Absolutely. Night of a Million Lights begins November 13th. It's running for, I think, 53 nights. And it just sounds like it's going to be an amazing way to be able to connect with a place that brings so much magic to so many families. They can't take any Wish families right now. They are the one, like if any kiddo says, hey, I want to go to one of the theme parks in Central Florida as my Wish trip, Give Kids the World Village is the one who processes all of that and takes those families in. I personally, very dear, dear friends of our family, we've known them for 35-ish years now, did their wish trip there with their child and just had the most impactful, amazing time. So if you're at all interested in connecting and in supporting Give Kids the World Village while they wait in this in-between time, they want to ramp up. They want to, you know, blow and go big or go home once they get that approval to get Wish Kids back in the village. So just head to our Give Kids the World page on the Diz on wdwinfo.com. Jackie's created that page. She has stocked it with all the details that you need. And of course, yes, our March event is coming up. So there'll be a convention, there'll be a private party in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and you can follow the banner or any of the promo blocks that you'll see on the Diz to get all the details that you need.
Yes, the party is selling out very well, and I understand that almost all of the VIP tickets are gone, but there are still tickets available for the convention itself and the private event in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Want to say something else and I forgot what I wanted to say. Oh yeah, Dreams Unlimited Travel has contracted with Disney Groups to provide some reduced priced rooms for that weekend. You do not have to take those rooms in order to attend, but there's something that you can check out and perhaps save some money for the weekend. And we are not making any money off of this. They are cost to us, so we hope to have negotiated some really great rates for some really great rooms. gktw.org/DizFam, because it's our 2021 Diz Family Reunion event, and we're very excited to be a part of that with Give Kids the World. All right, anything else for housekeeping? All right, we are going to go to our conversation about fall and Halloween happenings at Walt Disney World. We're going to talk about merchandise and decorations and food. But before we sort of get into it, I'm going to let Kevin set us up for our conversation. Take it away, Kevin.
That's a lot of pressure. All right. Halloween's going to return to the Magic Kingdom September 15th through the 31st. The character cavalcades that we've seen reopening of...
You had one job.
I did. Not already. Okay.
Through October 31st, September 15th.
Isn't that what I said?
Through October 31st.
Okay, stop talking. The character cavalcades we've seen since reopening of the parks will get a Halloween seasonal transformation as Mickey and his friends appear in their favorite costumes. Disney characters will also pop up throughout the Magic Kingdom to revel in a bit of fall seasonal fun. Those cavalcades were kind of fun. The one day we were there, it was, you know, you didn't expect them. And all of a sudden, this little
mini parade
was cool. The Not-So-Scary Halloween Party have been canceled for the year. Guests are being encouraged to wear their best Halloween costumes to Magic Kingdom during the regular park hours from September 15th through October 31st. As a reminder, all guests 2 and up must wear facial covering. Only children under 14 are permitted to wear a costume that has a mask. That confused me at first. We all still have to go in wearing our safety masks. But children under 14 can also wear a costume mask. That's kind of cool. One of my favorite things to do at the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party is go and watch the kids trick-or-treat. It's always fun to just pick a bench someplace and see the kids all dressed up. Halloween season would be... And what would Halloween season be without some of the great Disney merchandise to go with it? Halloween-themed apparel, mini headbands, lounge fly backpacks, and much more can currently be found in the shops located in Walt Disney World theme parks. Of course, there will be lots of Halloween and seasonal-inspired snacks all around the resort.
Excellent. So we're really lucky that we have Corey Fiasconaro is actually in the Magic Kingdom, and he is, what is the matter?
Nothing. Made me laugh.
That he is in the Magic Kingdom and checking out all the stuff, so we have him live. Corey, how you doing?
I am doing great. Happy Halloween, everybody. Can you hear me all right?
We can. You've never looked better.
I got my costume on because I'm under 14, and I can wear my Oogie Boogie mask. This is actually the Oogie Boogie popcorn bucket.
Go ahead. I apologize. Keep going.
It's fine. This is the Oogie Boogie popcorn bucket. I shared it in our live stream today. We were live for a few hours today checking out all the fall festivities. We got the Oogie Boogie one here that lights up with scary, spooky orange eyes. Now, I also have this pumpkin spice soup. It was at once... a pumpkin spice sundae, which I'm currently enjoying. But, you know, the Florida heat is unkind to these dairy treats, so you got to eat them fast. I went over earlier today my problem with ice cream and making it always one of my first meals of the day. It just kind of always turns out like that. But I'll make sure that after the Tuesday show, I post a good picture of the actual pumpkin spice sundae on our Instagram so you can check that out there. But it is good. $5.50, and it is... Any pumpkin spice lover would love this.
Excellent. How are you finding the crowds today?
The crowds are very tame. Everybody seems to be interested in going to see the cavalcades because we do have some unique cavalcades today. They're doing the Booty You one with the Mickey's Not So Scary magic music playing. There's also Jack and Sally. There's a villains cavalcade. And we're going to have videos of all that up on the Dish channel really, really shortly. But it's a lot of fun. A lot of social distancing meet and greets. Obviously, everybody's super happy to see those too. But in general, the lands in the park are very tame, very easy to get around. And, you know, no problem with that at all.
Are you seeing anybody in costume yet besides you?
Yeah, besides me, because I am, like I said in the live stream, I'm actually Teresa. And I'm dressed up as Fiasco. So it's a very successful costume Teresa pulled off this year. But I've seen a lot of costumes. We saw a really, really awesome Cruella de Vil and a really awesome Ursula earlier. That was in the live stream. This really cool Aurora that we thought was a cast member. But like the only reason we knew it wasn't a cast member is because when the lady turned around, we saw her face mask on. So it was like, oh, that's not a socially distanced meet and greet. That's a guest just with a really awesome costume. So we've been seeing not as many costumes as I thought. Maybe not everybody got the memo yet that you can dress up now, but we've seen some cool ones.
Very cool. All right, Denny, I know that you've had a chance to go to the Magic Kingdom and experience some of the treats. that they're offering. Tell us a little bit about what you got a chance to experience, what you like, what you didn't like.
Okay. So yes, I zipped in the other day with the sole mission of trying some of the Halloween snacks. Here's the cool thing about the snacks this year. Most years, we get some that are available to day guests during the day. And then we have other snacks, special snacks, that are only available during the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. This year, everybody who comes to the Magic Kingdom has the opportunity to purchase these snacks. So it was a lot of fun to go around and know I'm on a level playing field with everyone else. If I'm not going to the party, I can still get those snacks. So the very first one that I had, and I detailed this all in an article on Friday. So check out the Diz if you want to read my, you know, all of my thoughts about it. But I had the not so poison apple cupcake at Pinocchio Village House, and that, if you've not had that, I mean, that treat has been around for 2 years now. This is the third year, so I guess technically 3 years. But amazing. This snack is a work of art, and it is delicious. It is also huge, so bring a friend or bring a huge appetite. I also had the Constance's, for better or for worse, wedding cake that they had. It was party exclusive last year. Everybody gets to have it this year. They've made one big update to it. Instead of the cake being citrus scented, it is now just straight up citrus. So it was a little bit brighter, so I enjoyed that. But that is not a treat. I don't know that I'm going to purchase that one again, to be honest, because it's you think it's going to be a cake, like all cake. It's not. It's covered in Bavarian cream and then has a glaçage on top. So it was good, but you know, you'll have to read the article to see how it ranked against the apple cupcake. And then my third of the day was, it's actually my second, but the third I'll talk about is the Poor Unfortunate Souls float. It's a Coca-Cola float made with cream cheese, soft serve ice cream.
Is that the blue thing?
Yes. Oh, it's been dyed to look like Ursula herself. It comes with a fondant crown on top and little sugar pearls on the side and black raspberry syrup. And you think, oh, good heavens to Betsy, we've thrown everything at this float and it's not going to taste good. But it really does. It actually does. And I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would. And I would then get Denny it again.
Then Denny went to the nurse for insulin.
Yes.
Went to Centric Air.
I actually then went and had dinner with my husband after those snacks.
You're like, you have to have some vegetables.
Yes. Yes, I did. I had green beans.
Corey, I'm going to come back to you. Tell us a little bit about the decorations you're seeing this year. Do you think they're on par with previous years or better? Talk to us.
So as of right now, by the way, I'm standing outside of Space Mountain just to show y'all a 10-minute wait for Space Mountain right now, which is pretty good. But I'll take a walk around with you real quick. As I describe the decorations, so right now we have, you know, the Mickey pumpkins, along with the autumn wreaths up on Main Street like standard. And besides that, that's really all the decorations we're currently seeing. However, that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of Halloween spirit going on. Like I mentioned earlier, we have some socially distanced meet and greets with characters wearing costumes. For example, we saw Pooh and Friends earlier today, all with their Halloween costumes on. They were really, really cute. People are loving them. We'll have a video of that going up in the near future. As well, we saw Chip and Dale driving by in a boat over in Frontierland, and they were all dressed up in their Halloween costumes too, and I'm sure we'll see even more. But yeah, the spirit is definitely alive right now in Magic Kingdom.
Excellent. So you're in front of Space Mountain at the moment?
Yeah, just checked out Space Mountain. It's got a 10-minute wait, just basically walk on. We also walked on Haunted Mansion today, no wait, and Small World too. So far the lines are just smooth sailing.
Excellent. I would like you to run over to Splash Mountain right now and show us what the wait is.
Hey, I could do that. It might take me a minute or two, but I'll get over there if you want.
We don't want you to do that. I'm just having fun with you. So are you saying Main Street's not decorated yet?
No, Main Street is decorated. So we have all the pumpkin Mickey heads with the autumn wreaths. All those are up throughout Main Street. But the rest of the lands, like I'm in Tomorrowland right now, no special extra decorations here yet. But Main Street definitely is feeling the spirit.
That's pretty typical for Walt Disney World, isn't it?
Yeah, but I was figuring that because the Halloween party wasn't going on, that we might see some extra stuff in the other lands. But who knows? It could still happen. But as of right now, it's just Main Street, the regular Main Street decorations.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. I was hoping that, well, we're not going to do the party, so let's go crazy and decorate the entire Magic Kingdom. So they might not do that.
I was just going to say there was a listener that told me this morning that he felt like it was about 30% of the normal decorations are up.
Well, and one of the things I saw is that I don't know if he said this, I might have missed it, but the cast members on Main Street are all wearing the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party costumes, which as soon as I saw those costumes on the feed, I just went, oh, okay, that makes my heart sing just to see those. Those are the best cast member costumes. So for me, that was enough. Give me those costumes, I'm good. And the Mickey pumpkin wreaths, and I'm good.
Yeah.
Satisfied.
And I'll actually be back on Main Street here in about 10 seconds.
Okay.
30 seconds.
Run Fiasco.
Yeah, really. Run Fiasco. Run Forest. Have you had a chance to see the Dead Dapper Dans or whatever they're called?
Dabbers.
He's probably out of breath. He can't answer.
He's too winded.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking to somebody else. Not yet. I haven't seen them yet, but I'm going to keep an eye out for sure.
Excellent.
Yeah, I don't know if they... I think maybe the Cadaver Dance, did they say they were going to debut at some point? Because I thought they kind of worded it like, some stuff will start right today, but maybe not all of it. So I don't know if that's built in just in case they don't have all the entertainment working all the time.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, just from the vibes I'm getting today, is I feel like we're definitely going to see more as days progress. And again, I can't confirm that indefinitely. It's just the feelings that I'm getting. This just looks like an initial setup to me.
Fiasco, are you seeing people walking around with the Madame Leota sippers?
I have not actually seen anybody with that yet. There's the Jack Skellington sipper that I've seen quite a few times. But I haven't seen Madame Leota yet.
It looks like Fiasco's on the hunt for Bigfoot.
Yeah. Here we have.
I will find
you. Made it to the castle.
Excellent. Show us the castle.
There you go.
So beautiful. Can you give us a shot of the decorations on Main Street?
Absolutely.
Let me see a read.
Yeah, next time I'm gonna Epcot next.
There you go.
Very cool.
That.
Very, very cool. Has anyone else, have you guys, Craig, have you had a chance to go to the Magic Kingdom at all since the stuff's up?
Well, the majority, everything pretty much started today. The only thing that was up yesterday was some wreaths, and then the food started last week, so... I thought about it this morning and then said this probably seems more important than getting to the Magic Kingdom.
I think I have another commitment today, but I'm not sure.
What's today? Is today Tuesday?
Corey, that girl's wearing my pumpkin shirt.
Corey, have you had a chance to see any listeners, meet any listeners out there?
Oh, yeah. Quite a few people have stopped and said hello. Loved meeting you guys throughout the live stream today. We were live for about 3 hours and saw quite a few people. And hello to everybody that we saw.
Excellent. All right, what else do we want to know from Fiasco and the Magic Kingdom while we got them?
I want to know what his next snack is. Like, what do you think, Fiasco? You've had your pumpkin spice sundae. Now what?
Now I think it's time for some real food.
Okay.
My first meal this morning was a blueberry muffin, followed by a pumpkin spice ice cream, which both I'm technically allergic to. So I need to start taking care of myself better and eating some real food. So I think maybe like Columbia Harbor House is the Columbia Harbor House closed right now? Probably. I don't know. Yeah. Then we'll have to figure it out. Well, the
health and safety of oh, there's that announcement.
Yeah.
If he goes into anaphylactic shock, I hope he keeps the camera on.
Oh. He said he was How will you be able to tell? It'll move the same way. Just kidding.
Maybe the same story where he got the headphones has an EpiPen.
Shit, maybe. Okay, this is taking a dark turn. It looks like he's seeing quite a few other people on the park.
How many, I didn't catch it earlier, but how often are those Halloween cavalcades going through? And are they the only cavalcades right now? Or are they mixing it up?
So about every 15 minutes, I've seen a cavalcade go by, and it's all the same one. So it's the Halloween one with Mickey and friends, the Nightmare Before Christmas one, and then the villains one, back to back to back. But actually, there's something coming down Main Street right now. So let's go see what it is and check it out.
Excellent.
Definitely something happening right now that I don't think I've seen yet.
Can hear the music.
Yeah.
Heckle-umps and woozles.
Oh, it's going to be poo in that clown costume. That sad clown costume. Just assuming he's sad. No, he doesn't wear the clown costume,
Eeyore.
Does he? Is it Eeyore? That's Eeyore's. Why it's sad. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's close enough.
Can we see what he's looking at yet?
Get us one of those Mickey wreaths. Just take it.
We don't want him arrested.
Right. The last thing we need.
That horse wearing a mask?
I believe the answer to that is, hey!
Okay, I resign.
That's it.
I like how, is that just poo? No, Piglet's on there and he's like, the rest of you can walk.
Yep.
Is he throwing candy? No.
Oh, he's all God. Out.
No.
Oh.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good idea, but yeah. Oh, how cute is that? That's awesome. That's the first time you've seen that one, Fiasco?
Yeah, that was the first time I saw that one. I saw Pooh and Friends with their costumes on over by Crystal Palace, but I haven't seen their little parade yet, so that's awesome.
Excellent. Anything else you want to show us before you go? Get something to eat?
Yeah, I'm actually here right now at the Emporium. We showed off some merch in the live stream, but why don't we pop in right quick and see what kind of stuff they're offering since we're here.
Excellent.
Is there any Hocus Pocus merchandise?
There actually is. Just not...
Hello, welcome, sir.
Thank you. Just not here. Over by Tomorrowland at Star Traders, I saw a kiosk of Hocus Pocus stuff.
Oh.
This might be how I have Corey do my shopping from now on.
Send
me that thing up close so I can see if I want.
Will he go to Millennium Mall?
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. Got these little candy corn buckets for anybody who actually likes candy corn. I know it's not the most popular snack in the world, but that's $8.
They've got a new pumpkin spice candle this year. It's $19.99.
In that tin, right?
It's in like a ceramic, really cool ceramic thing that you could reuse the jar.
Denny,
and those
did you get it?
Those are so cool.
Denny, you're throwing Magic Candle Company under the bus right now by promoting Disney candles.
There's another candle.
No, there's only one candles.
There's only one.
I got a text from Pete about Denny.
Yeah. There is that cast member, team member. Good Lord. There is the annual Bassholder 30% off going. It started today again, too, right? So I saw that candle and I was like, do I need this? No. Do I want it? Yes.
I believe you just have to go up to the front.
It's right there. It's right there.
Yep.
You just have to go up to the register and say, I want to use offer code Disney Info. And you'll save an extra 15% off at the register.
And you can buy the Walt Closet candle.
There you go. No, it's his office.
Oh, sorry. I'm glad you mentioned the discount, Rhino. That's a great point. Yeah, annual pass holder discount now, 30% off merchandise. That's pretty awesome. So, you know, for all of the, you know, problems we've been having as annual pass holders, it feels like they've given us at least a little something to stretch our dollar. Okay, Fiasco, give us one more twirl around the Emporium so we can get a look at stuff.
You got it.
Wrap this up.
Got a limited release Magic Band right there. Pretty sweet.
Do they have the masks, the Boo and the pumpkin mask?
Yes, yes. So you queue up right over there, and then when it's your turn, you go through and you can check out the mask. They had the Boo mask, and then they had they had two different Halloween masks. Let me see if I can just get on in there.
It was Boo, and then there was a black with jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
And
sorry.
Another.
Oh, you're. That was not 6 feet.
Hey. Yes. Thank you.
That was not 6 feet. This is not Dancing with the Stars.
So we got this pumpkin one here.
Very cool.
Smells like pumpkin spice breath after you have that ice cream.
For real. There's the Boo one. They said they only have extra large remaining in the Boo one and the tie-dye one here. And if you don't know, these masks...
That was a large one.
Yeah, you just had it on a large.
Maybe they don't have extra large in that.
That might be it. I like when it's folded, it just says ooh instead of boo. Ooh.
Well, and those two, the new Halloween ones are made with a newer, more breathable fabric. So I'm excited to be able to try those out, see how they are.
I want to try one of the extra large sized ones now, too, because I have only had the large ones. And I like the Disney masks. Honestly, they're usually the ones I grab when I'm leaving. So
I prefer wearing a child small so that way my nose sticks out at all times.
That's the problem I have with the Disney masks is they're a little too small for me, even the bigger sizes. But you know what? Not made for me, I don't think. Excellent. All right, Fiasco, thank you so much for showing us around the Magic Kingdom. That was fun. I'm glad we had a chance to see
the Halloween. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. All right, thank you. Enjoy your lunch and enjoy the rest of your day.
I'll have another pumpkin spice ice cream for y'all. I'll try to get sick.
We don't want to have to visit you in the hospital, Fiasco. No more ice cream for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Fiasco. We'll talk to you later.
Just cut the call.
Say goodbye. All
right. Bye-bye.
So I will say that worked out really well. I had my worries about whether that was going to happen all right, but it worked out really well. Good job, Craig.
Yay, Craig.
No, I didn't do anything, so it was a rough connection there, so it was a little choppy, but I'm sure there's a lot of people at Magic Kingdom and stuff, but it was still nice to hear that background music and see the cavalcade. That was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That was excellent. All right. Well, that's it. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We really, really appreciate you joining us. Thank you guys for joining me, and I will thank Fiasco for going to the Magic Kingdom and taking one for the team. That'll do it. That is it for this week's edition of the Diz Unplugged. Bye.